there is a game boys and girls, maybe you know, and if I tell you what happens is if you have a leader, somebody at the front, and then people get in behind, they line up behind, you see, and then the person at the front starts off, and the game is called, does anybody know what it's called? Sorry? A children's talk. No, it's not that. That's quite clever. It's not one of the
things.
A good guess. A very good guess. So if the person in the front does this, then everybody behind has got to do this. And if the person in the front does this, everybody's got to do this. If the person in the front turns that way, you've got to turn that way too. And I'll give you a... Simon says, that's a very good guess too, but it's not quite here, this one. Yeah, well done. Follow the leader, that's right. And can you do that with a dancing? Yeah. Well, isn't that great? So, you know how to play this game, don't you? That somebody goes in front, and they're the leader, and then everybody comes behind, they've got to follow, so the person runs that way, they've got to follow. If the person bends down, goes under a tree if you're outside, they've got to follow. If you open a door and you're in this room in the house, you've got to follow. And that's why it's called follow the leader. Well, I'm telling you this because maybe you know this already, but when Jesus began his ministry, when he began his work, he called some people called disciples who were friends. And they became his followers. In fact, that's what he said to them. He said, come and follow me. And so, all the way through, Jesus was the leader, and they were the followers. And they didn't just follow where he went, when he went to Nazareth and Capernaum, and all to the temple, and all the places he went. They didn't just follow him to places, but they followed him in another way, in the way that he lived. And they tried to be like him. Not just following where he went, but following his example. And we're going to do something now that we haven't done. I don't think I have done it with you, but we're going to sing a special new song. And it's about following Jesus. Because every Christian, everybody who is here today, is following the leader, you see. And our leader is Jesus. And we're going to sing about him now. And sometimes it's sad because people who follow Jesus stop following them. Oh yes, that happens sometimes. And then they just give up. And they don't do what he does. And they don't follow him. And that would be sad. And this wee song is about following him always. When you're a wee boy or a wee girl, and when you're an old man or an old woman, all your life to follow him. And it's called, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. Now it's very easy. You don't need to see the words on the screen. All you have to do is remember, I have decided to follow Jesus, I have decided to follow Jesus, I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. That's the first verse, and then we're just going to sing the last verse, which says, will you come with me and follow Jesus? Will you come with me and follow Jesus? Will you come with me and follow Jesus? No turning back, no turning back. So we're going to try and allocate our words. It's going to play it over once, so that we just all remember it. You don't have to stand up, you can sing it sitting down.
I'm
bid sê nie te wees, en ek voel jy wel wees die, en dat die wil join us, en sê die wat sê die prayer, en after me, clasp your hands, and close your eyes, and you say after me, Lord Jesus Christ,
Lord Jesus Christ,
we remember today,
how you
call
people,
to be your followers,
help us to follow you,
all the days of our life,
all the days of our life,
and never to turn back.